Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
A few more minutes, you can text over the word precipitation and get yourself maybe $500 in Holly debt money. Larry's got it coming up at 11 also. Our flag just fell from the top of the staff to the middle of it. That means half staff. And we always wonder, Mark Randall might have the greatest half staff app ever because he beats the Papago National Guard right outside our window to half staff every time.
Isn't that kind of a cocky move, though, on Randall's part?
Topper. I guess.
Yeah.
Should you wait?
I don't know. I think I would win for the National Guard.
Not me.
People.
Governor Ducey says boom, and he gets the alert, and he's out there winding that thing down.
I don't know,
it's
man.
For Army Specialist Robert Jones, who was on assignment in Kosovo. Died on assignment in Kosovo, so he was a military policeman, evidently. Robert Jones of Vail, Arizona, which I don't even know where that is.
So what if they don't put theirs down?
Then they look foolish, because this is a state mandate. This is not just an idea Mark had. If they don't put it down, they're not paying attention. Because if Mark's got better alerts,
he's going to get somebody fired.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to get a guy. You're going to live in the hole over there. You're going to get court-martialed, and you're going to have to live in a hole for a week. You're going to get the worst assignment in the... You're going to get sent off to Siberia like
brutal.
The guys over at Stalag 17 used to talk about.
We'll be on the wall at Gitmo.
Yeah, you're going to be one of those guys. You're going to be the embarrassment.
Naked pyramids.
Stacking people up nude, chasing dogs around their peepees. That's you. You're going to the brig, I believe it's called.
Yes.
Get that flag down, guard. If Randall can do it and this rinky-dink radio station can pull it off and we can see your flag flying high right now, you're not paying attention. This is your guy. This is your guy, man. So anyway, that's our half staff right there. A great, great idea for a hashtag, because now we've got another one. Michael Douglas is...
Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas. Well, we knew that. He said he was a sex addict. I've been waiting for this one. So Michael Douglas on the heels of his father, who, by the way, everyone can do an impression of. Kirk Douglas, who had his big moment the other night. He actually, if you deciphered what he said, cured cancer. I don't know if you guys heard, but it's just so hard to hear.
Catherine.
So, Michael Douglas,
like
Michael, very good. Nobody knows
he
that he isn't in the
rats.
Room.
That's all he said. He wants to bang her so bad.
He says he's happy to be here.
Catherine
Zeta-Jones has been hit on for like 10 years.
Smells like a rose.
He says he's blossomed like a rose.
No. I said I would burn my finger.
He says he feels for all the women here tonight.
I did it!
Three times a week he reads to classrooms.
Anyway, sure, that's inappropriate, but fun.
Did he have a Time's Up pin? I didn't notice.
Time's Up for me! Said 1996.
But Michael Douglas is now in on it. So James Frank, it's all happening again. 2018's ramping up. Michael Douglas is getting out in front of one here and says that everything in this article is going to be,
this had to be from like the 80s, right?
He's got a couple
when he was
belt.
The man
romancing the bone.
Oh, yeah. He's done some damage there. Thank you for that, Tim and Mark.
Yeah. I didn't
you
say
when they laugh, but that was terrible. I hate them so much they turn around on me.
Don't include me on
Man's
that joke.
Man's in the bone. Punny. Anyway, so we got the sexual harassment. We were talking about how dating, we're not going to be able to ask a girl out anymore. Jonathan Goldman has emailed over and has a great idea. He said, I just invented this for dating in the future. We need cameras on our bodies like cops wear for dates. Accusations made, check the footage. I think that's actually somewhat brilliant. Men should wear cameras on, just voluntarily wear a body cam all day long. All day long at work.
I like it.
And somebody fires an accusation at you and you're like, let's check the tapes. What? Yes, I've been recording everything. Oh my God, I'm going to get screwed. And then we'll know.
That's a violation of privacy there.
No, it isn't. So long as one person knows.
I thought, you have to tell them that
all
you're taping.
All I have
taping
to say
them.
Is, no, you don't have to tell anybody. So long as you know. That's how it works in Arizona. In other states, it's the other way. But as long as you know, as long as one person involved knows that there's a videotape going on the whole time. Now, if they ask, you have to tell them. And if they say, what's that on your chest? Say, it's a camera. I videotape everything going on in my life at all times.
Or Pablo used to bring us those pens that had
cameras. That's illegal.
On all
you're
the time.
Hiding it.
Come on.
This is wide open.
It's right there.
It's wide open. And you say, and you can walk in and say, everybody, for the sake of not being accused of anything I didn't do and to keep stories straight, I'm now going to wear a body cam on my body every day here at work. Brilliant. And on dates, just say, hey. And you know what it'll keep men from doing, ladies? Whipping it out. We're not going to whip it out if there's a camera on us. It's literal Jesus. We're going to call it Jesus Cam because people who believe in Jesus believe he sees everything. Now let's make that a reality. Your camera is always on, always functioning, always on. There's no way you'll ever make a mistake that egregious where you start beating off in front of somebody if you got a camera around your chest like you got the Iron Man heart on your body. It's not happening. Brilliant idea, Jonathan.
Not a bad idea.
Brilliant idea.
We're just all going to be in like an RPG game.
That's right. Well, it's preparing us all for when we check out of this reality to go to that virtual reality, which will be so much better.
You can sexual harass anybody you want in virtual reality.
There are no laws because no one's real, and it's a better place. Let's make virtual America great again.
There's a new movie coming out about that. Have you seen trailers for that movie where in the future they just all live in a virtual reality world? You haven't seen that?
No. Sounds great.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah. That's been my argument against religion the whole time.
Starring James Franco.
People always say that. It's like, well, I believe God sees everything I do. Well, if that was true, you wouldn't make any mistakes if you truly bought it. Now, if God had a red light camera and it was following you all over the place, I guarantee you, you wouldn't whack off. You wouldn't do all that stuff that you're not supposed to do. This stops it. This is a virtual Jesus.
He used to have that power.
It's virtual Jesus.
Yeah.
Did Put him right in your chest.
The Michael Douglas stuff is masturbating in front of a person.
Yeah.
So I love how the celebrities are now getting out in front of it and denying it. This is the first time this has happened, right?
Yeah.
He's denying it before the accusation's even public.
Yeah, he's jumping it because he knows it's coming out. So he's like, all right, I'm going to tell everybody I didn't beat off in front of that lady before anybody knows.
It was over 30 years ago, it says.
Yep.
Man.
So Michael Douglas is now on the list.
He's denying it, and the woman, I guess, is going to say that, you know, she got blackballed afterwards.
Oh, boy. By who? Was it like Danny Glover? Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
Anyway, cameras would have stopped it. Slap it on there. Michael Douglas said, you know what? I wear a body cam every day. What day is she talking about? We'll go to the vault. We'll make sure that if this did happen, I will gladly say, my God, I can't believe I did that with a camera on.
That whole sex addict thing is going to work against Michael
Douglas.
It's
not going to help him. He was kind of bragging about it there for a little while. Yeah, had a sex addiction. It was
I got to take some plays.
Yeah, a little hairy there for a while. You know
a couple
I mean?
Plays out.
So who's next? And David Duchovny, I would imagine.
Remember when he was on talk shows talking about how come he had those throat cancer polyps?
Yep.
Because I was doing so much going down. Because I was an addict. And
That was bragging.
He was bragging. He was like, I got. I was
he wanted the ladies to know he goes down.
I got the throat cancer from too much licking. So that's how I roll.
Is that how cancer works?
I have no idea. Evidently, yes. And
that's
I learned that.
We're all in trouble.
I learned that from Michael Douglas, is that if you lick the wrong Tootsie Pop, you get to the center of herpes, and then that translates into your throat.
But it turns into cancer.
Yeah,
eventually.
Which is what that is for women. When they get it down there, the warts and the herpes, they have a bigger chance of cervical cancer. So when a guy's down there chowing down on the fruit stripe, and it gets in his throat, a bigger chance for throat cancer.
Fruit stripe.
Yeah, you know, fruit stripe gum.
Very
looks like that.
No, if I've heard that term.
Flavor only lasts so long.
It doesn't last that long, and it's this weird kind of pink and white swirl.
Oh, this is an old joke, huh?
No. It's just that's what it looks like to me. I've always
that's
called.
Fact.
Take a look at the old fruit stripe. They're still at full staff. No, oh, no, that's the VFW. I'm talking about Papa.
Yeah, they got on. They're listening.
Way over
come
there,
on.
Mark. I got the notice yesterday. Mark, look, that one way over
in
there.
The, way in the distance.
The National Guard's
on the hill.
That's the Parks Department.
They're not a half step.
I don't know. It's a little cocky on your part.
I think it's great. I think it's smart.
Good
I
job,
like being
Randall.
First. I'm not like Eric where I'm like, I like being fourth. Let's make America fourth again. Let's make our station the best one. I like being in first place. It's too much fun.
Some poor private's driving to work all pissed off.
That's right.
Dude, damn it. I got to get there.
Yeah. Well, he's going to get fired because he's bad at his job, and that's the way this should work. Let's go to the tapes.
I'm going to start coming in early.
Wear a camera around there. No one can accuse you of anything. Just a big, like, laser tag thing on your chest every day. What are you doing, Bob? The hell if I'm going down for... I'm not beating off in front of anybody. Nobody's accusing me. Yep. And do it voluntarily. Let's not pass any laws. And if some woman's like, that invades my privacy. Well, I guess you should leave me alone then. And then you got rid of the one that's a problem.
What if something in the future happens where there's a law passed where the cameras have to be on all the time? Oh, my God.
You know how many hams?
I don't think I'd get in too much trouble.
Would you? You're masturbating all the time. What are you going to do
there?
Yeah,
but not publicly. Like, if they pass a law where you can't masturbate.
If your camera has to always be on.
Okay. In private, too?
Yeah, that's okay.
You'd be all right with it?
No, I wouldn't be all right with it, but I mean, it would be like, as long as they don't pass a law that says you can't beat off in your house and we have cameras on
you. You know
floor.
Things
that's,
are...
That's Big Brother watching.
Yeah, well, you know that's over.
Because you're not the only one.
Because that's your body cam
on your camera.
That basically means that Kirk Cameron is president.
Yes.
And we're all in trouble. And I don't know how that... Yeah, the whole country's done.
They have to implant something. Like, maybe they can implant a tiny camera on your eyes.
Yeah, and if they eliminate that, where it's like, we need to know if you're beating off in the house too, then it's going to get into thought police and we're all done anyway.
Then we're North Korea with
the
technology.
End of our
They're
democracy.
Pretty much setting up cameras everywhere now.
But if we voluntarily just strap one on our shoulders like this Jonathan Goldman guy's saying, especially on dates and stuff, and just document the whole thing, and if she's uncomfortable with it, she was going to accuse you.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah.
She's taking notes taped. The whole time.
Yeah. I don't want to be taped. Well, that's probably because you were going to do something to make me a bad guy. I just want to make sure we're on the up and up here. This keeps me from whipping out in front of you.
Well, you were going to do that.
I was. Until I installed Jesus cam on my chest for this date. Are you enjoying your noodles?
Try it on your next date,
yeah,
guys.
Give it
Let
a
us
run.
Know how this works.
And don't be one of those guys who doesn't have any money and carries around a 1994 handy cam.
No, get a GoPro. Get a GoPro.
Get a GoPro. Get a good one. They're only $200. Save up. Pop it on your shoulder like a little parrot.
Or you get that. You can wear the biker helmet.
The miner.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah, have a biker helmet on. Your date helmet. I have to wear a date helmet to document.
It'll look good.
And then the judge will say, what did you mean here when you said you wanted to split these chopsticks in half like legs? Oh, that was double entendre in the date, and I was kind of feeling the vibe right there, so I gave it a run. Were you uncomfortable with that, Mrs. Smith?
A little bit, but I did sort of have the feeling I was going to let him in my honey hole.
GoPro could come out with an idea of, you know, your camera, fedora, derby, whatever style hat you want to wear. It's got a camera in it.
Let's talk Brett Vesely into doing this.
You can't. But no, yeah, but you're getting seedy with it. I can tell by your voice.
No, no, no. What are you talking about?
You want it to be
seedy.
You want it to turn into
sex. It's an experiment.
You want it to help.
You want to look at the tape.
You want to watch the end. At the
end. Come on, this is fun.
No sex will be taped.
Yeah, it doesn't have. I don't care about the sex.
Right. I don't either. I would like to watch Brett on dates. It'd be great. See how he makes this move.
See if he'll do it.
Now the only problem with it would be. The most, ironically enough, the people who are in trouble for it the most right now, the motion picture people, would be most angry because there'd be so many cameras in movie theaters illegally pirating films.
Now, I guess you can't go see a movie.
And so you couldn't take the date to a movie. Because then they'd be like, you can't bring that. It was like it's protecting us from harassment. It's a double-edger for them. Great idea, Jonathan. I like what you're doing here. If cops have to do it to protect us and them, we should do it for the dating world because it is over. Hitting on women is over. Done. Should we do a Deion Sanders? If you ball, you get the call?
There's been two texts so far that have asked for that.
Let's have Deion call the winner today.
You ball, you get the call. Got 8 more minutes.
Precipitation is the thing. Got 8 more minutes. We're going to do a Rock Wars in just a little bit as well. But precipitation for just a few more minutes, 97936 gets you $500. Tape everything and no one can accuse you of anything. I love it. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now. 98.